Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Crisco does it right after hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco does it right after hours. It's time for the podcast.
Oh boy, what a weekend it was. Crisco's big birthday, 40 years old, Treasure Island. So many different stories.
Oh, so many.
My goodness.
He was the belle of the ball.
Yeah, I bet he was. People are wondering, though, what happened with one Dez and Turler?
So we're out on the dance floor. This is like, what would you say, like 10-ish or something? It doesn't matter. It was later on in the night. And all of a sudden, everybody's standing there, her neighbors, me, Pidge, Isaiah, my buddy showed up, and we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, Dez grabs Taylor by the hand, they wander off, leave, are gone, and everyone's like, where did they go? What happened? Leave for like, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes.
It's called gambling.
Are you saying? Oh, yeah. Liar. Oh, it was not gambling.
Gambling? You guys are weirdos. They're perverts.
There were listeners there, Ryan. And they go... Because then they just come sickos. Prancing back in about 8 or so minutes later, and everybody goes, they were totally just doing it.
You think I could go to my room in 8 minutes, get it on, and then walk back down?
Nobody said your room.
That's true. And let me tell you, I was talking to Dez right before this moment, and I don't know how well you remember this. We were talking, then she just walks off, grabs Taylor's hand, and... You power walked off. Mm-hmm. Would you like to explain what happened?
Well, yes, I wanted to go gamble, and I knew my husband retires very early.
Yeah.
He goes to bed. I was surprised he was still there.
Kind of a lame-o.
Yeah, he just can't stay up late, guys. You'd think he could, but it used to bug me, and I would be like, come on. Mm-hmm. I know it's just who he is. So if I wanted to hang with him at all anymore, because I could see him fading fast, he had asked right after dinner he wanted to go to bed.
He was.
Like, right after dinner.
What time is that?
Okay. Oh, God, our reservation was at 8, so... Yeah, 10 o'clock, I bet.
Oh, I would have been in bed.
Oh, yeah. Ryan, I thought he was high. I go, oh, Taylor, did you take a gummy? And he goes, no, I'm just so tired.
God, yeah.
Oh, I'm so tired.
He was very tired. But no, I did not go get it on. I did not go get it on.
You didn't answer Ryan's question.
So you gambled just gambled 6, 7, 8 minutes and then came back?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did a few things. One of the times, because I guess I don't know which time you're talking about. One time we left and our friend gave us 2 tickets to the Dwight Yoakam show and it was still going. One. So we went and snuck in for like, not snuck in, but we went in and sat down for like 5 minutes to be like, oh my God, we went to Dwight Yoakam. That was fun.
That was during dinner. I'm talking about while we were watching.
No, I went multiple times during dinner with other people that wanted to go because our friends... Her mom had tickets.
That was during dinner. No, this is way later in the night.
You're being very shifty and secretive.
I did not. I don't know how you would think. Have you guys ever heard me before? I would be like, we went and got it on. No, I can tell you, I know we didn't because I got a very naughty text from my husband later saying, come on, are you ever going to come to bed? But not in that way exactly.
Right.
So no, we did go and gamble for a few minutes and... I mean, apparently I was just being bossy, like, you're coming to gamble with me now. Guess it looked like I'm going to come and do some really naughty things to you.
Oh, God, I still think something more happened.
It sounds like it happened after she was done for the night.
Oh, yeah. It did.
Oh, okay,
good. Oh, nice.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's why Dez just was like, she goes, where are the last text I got from Dez? She goes, hey, where are you? I want to say goodnight one more time
it's
before
like
I head to my
morning.
Room. It's 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And she goes, I text her exactly where I am. Never saw her the rest of the night. Yeah. She's like, okay, forget this.
So my neighbors wanted to go like get late night snacks at the little grill there. So they're in line waiting. I'm waiting, trying to be patient. And finally I'm like, my neighbor Jacques goes, you were standing there 1 minute. And then it was right. I had texted you standing there. And all of a sudden, you know, when you just need to go, like I am done. I have expired. I need to get my butt to bed. I literally, I walked really fast through the casino. And by the time I got to the hall of the hotel, I was like knife hand running, like, bring me to my room.
That's because the wiener symbol went up, apparently, over Treasure Island. Because then she started knife hand running. She's like, get out of my way. I got a humping to get to.
The good thing about Taylor, he may retire early, but he always will wake up.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Why did you just hold a pen up? She's like, he is always
ready to go.
He will wake up.
Okay.
So, anywho's in. No, I didn't go have a quickie in Treasure Island.
Was there any action in Crisco's room?
Let's just say I sent him the same text Taylor sent Des.
I ran my way out there, too. I'm like, I am on my way.
There's a little pitch waiting for me. Gotta go.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
God. Good time.
Did you go to bed before him?
I did.
I stayed up the latest.
I toughed it because I, much like Taylor, wanted to go to bed many, many times. But I was like, you know what? It's the big guy's birthday. Let's tough it out.
Yeah.
And so we were playing blackjack. And you know how I got gotten last time there. And I spent all my money.
Yeah.
I said, it'll never happen
it's
again.
It's not getting gotten. It's just you don't know how to play the games.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
You just bet too much and you were kind of an idiot.
They told me to go all in. I did. And I lost it all. I said, never again will that happen.
All in. You went all in.
I went all in.
Wow.
On one hand last time. So this time I'm like, nope. I pulled out like a quick, you know, quick 40, whatever, fast cash. And so I lost like 100. And they're changing dealers. I go, okay, guys, I'm going to go to bed. That's it for me. And then same friend that got me to put down all my money last time, Crisco's great friend.
He got you again?
I said, never again will it get me. And he got me. He goes, they're changing dealers, and it's a new dealer. He goes, this is hope. This is the dealer I'm telling you about, man. I'm telling you. You will win, win, win.
Oh, no.
And I go, fine. I pulled out the last 60 I had. Lost it in three hands.
Boom, 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 lost.
And that's when I actually sat around for a while because I was kind of zoning in and out. And I was just sitting there like this. And then finally I said, all right, guys, I'm going to go to bed. I went actually looking for you guys because you weren't responding to us. And you weren't there, so I just went straight back to my
room. Realized I requested people to stay up way too late in my life because Pidge did the thing where he goes, yeah, I'm going to go find Dez. He walks off and leaves. I go, yeah, that's his way of going to the room. I mean, he mentioned he was going to go to the room as well, but he was like, if I don't find her, I'm going to go back. So he's back and forth, and then Isaiah's there. He stayed until 2:55 a.m. We were up until like 2 or 2:35 a.m. I don't remember exactly what it was. And he goes, dude, I really wanted to party till 3:33 in the morning with you.
Oh my God.
But because that was when the time of birth was. And I was like, buddy, you don't have to be, you can go home. He had to drive before. And so I go,
he wanted to celebrate the moment you emerged from your mother.
Yes, apparently.
First time you saw light.
Oh my God.
Boy, to get out of there.
Can you imagine what that would look like from the inside out?
Well, just grab a roast beef sandwich.
Oh,
and just have me like get right out there.
I can't believe you just said that.
Crisco,
let me out, please. I can't breathe.
If you push.
No. I said, imagine.
I won't.
In your own mind.
Okay.
3:33 a.m., he emerged from his mother, and wow, the world is.
That's actually how I cry still.
Can you imagine?
Your mother's like, oh, God, it's huge.
And then my dad said, you slept with an ogre.
That's how Shrek was born.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. That's sweet.
That's good.
Oh, that's good. Wow. Yeah.
Well, man, I mean, I didn't realize that you were an all-night partier these days.
I really don't have a problem staying up late. Yeah, it does not bug me at all.
Surprisingly, like, fine at staying awake and awake and awake.
We all said that at one point. Yeah. You'll get there.
Yeah, but I'm at 40. Yeah. Like, it's going to be now. Oh, now I'm going to start feeling it.
Just wait.
Okay.
Keep doing this job a little longer.
Yeah.
Okay. Hang in there. Yeah. Jeez. Let it wear you down. Trust me.
You are not quite damaged enough.
You will be a shell of your former self.
I'll be going to bed at 6 p.m. on my 41st birthday. I'll be like,
I know what he was talking about.
Oh, man. Oh.
Hey, it's Crisco, and you can get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money in Prize Picks. As you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason, I have won so much money on Prize Picks, $100 on football before. I've won $65 on a bet that I made for the NBA. It is so easy to do. I made a killing during March Madness. It is awesome, and it's so easy. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with picks for basketball, hockey, and so much more. And with Prize Picks, they make it so easy with quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types that make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So all you have to do to win like me is download the app today and use code CDW for your first deposit match up to $100. With Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's just that easy. Again, download the app today and use code CDW for a first deposit match up to $100.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Okay, so is there a celebrity that you love so much you'd be willing to pay good money to get their autograph? Mm-hmm. I mean, is there anybody that amazing, truly?
No, because if they're a good enough person, you'd think they would just sign it.
No, it's a convention where the whole point is that you pay to meet them. And we had one of those here, the Wizard Cons and whatnot, where celebrities show up, you pay, whatever. Well, Alyssa Milano charges $80 cash for a selfie.
Oh.
Yes. Alyssa Milano from Who's the Boss is getting $80 a selfie. And if you want a professional picture taken, it's $90. Which is a print of the picture as well as a digital download. An autograph is $80.
Jeez.
If you want an autograph and a selfie, it's $140.
I mean, I don't think autographs, I don't feel like that many people care about autographs anymore, but the selfie is the thing you want.
That is all the rage. Yeah. Did you see some guy recently took a photo with Tim Robbins at an airport? And he shares the photo, just hanging with Tim Robbins, put it on social media. Tim Robbins replied to that tweet, definitely not hanging out with this guy. He asked for a photo and then left.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that hysterical?
That's funny.
But like, I can't think of a celebrity I love that much where it's like, oh man, I got to get a picture with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I would pay for Pink.
You would pay for that?
Yeah. I mean, I've talked to Kelly Clarkson before, so I feel like that's pretty cool. But I think I'd pay for Pink.
What about, we've covered Pink and Kelly. What about Willie Nelson or Dolly Parton?
Oh, gosh, I'd probably pay for those two. Dolly is a treasure. I would pay for that.
How much?
I would.
$150 for Dolly. Mm. You get a photo and she talks to you and shakes your hand.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, she probably wouldn't charge because she's so kind and she's already rich.
It's for charity.
But okay, I'd pay $150 for a picture with her. Whoa. I mean, she's a treasure. She's of a certain age. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be pretty amazing to have that.
Yeah. Mm.
Most of the Boy Meets World cast, I would pay because you could get a good deal.
You have to pay Topanga.
Oh my God! No, to get a photo with Topanga. Mm-hmm. Oh my God! Because the best part is, who the hell is going to get a high priced buck from Will Friedle? He can't charge. I could get the whole group for like $15.
Mr. Ben Feeny? Savage and
Oh my gosh! Yeah, Mr. Feeny, he's still alive.
I bet those people Feeny? Are at these conventions.
Oh, totally.
That's exactly who's there.
Yeah, the Alyssa Milanos of the world. That is unbelievable. I can safely say there is no one I'm willing to pay to meet.
Same.
Nobody in the world.
Name someone. I wouldn't do it.
I'm just trying to think of like, Joe Burrow.
No. I wouldn't pay.
Yeah.
And here's why. So many times I've met celebrities and people I love and admire, and then it's a disappointment.
Yeah.
And I can't, just to get a selfie, I just can't.
Yeah.
I just
about,
don't.
Like one of your authors that you love.
Those authors.
Like one of them that you've learned a lot from, the books, and then you're like, oh my God, I'd love to meet them. Don't you think you'd, how would that be disappointing? They would sprinkle a little extra knowledge on you.
I love Oprah. How Des just nerds me up.
Oh,
she's just like, what about one of your little authors that could drop a dose of knowledge?
I mean, you're very into that. More than very celebrities.
Into that learning thing.
That's weird.
Educating yourself is one of those hobbies you find cool.
Revolting.
Sick. Oprah? You wouldn't do it for Oprah.
I feel like it would be so, hi, nice to meet you, quick photo. It would be over and I'd go, wow, I spent $200 for 30 seconds with Oprah.
And well, I just added Oprah to my list. So.
Oh my gosh. You're right though. The people at those conventions are not going to be an Oprah level or anything like that. Like I went to one that I was lucky enough to host and all of a sudden I look and there's like an old wrestler from like 1997. I'm like, oh, nobody's at your table.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that's sad.
I have a buddy who goes to these nerdy conventions and he gets pictures with all these people and he loves it.
Yeah, so many people save up, I think, thousands just to do the photos. Mm-hmm. The one we were at, Clerks, the whole cast of Clerks was together for the first time.
Charlie Sheen was there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. What about Steve Jobs?
Well, that'd be a weird
photo. No, back in the day.
Would you pay money to be with a deceased Steve Jobs?
Would you have paid? I know you were obsessed.
What about dead Mother Teresa? Is that one we'd get you?
Oh, totally.
Oh, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Oh. No, I just, what's the point of doing the photo? So you can put it online and make people jealous, right? Because people love to be like, look who I was with.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do that. I don't care. I don't care. Now, what if is it a dinner with Oprah? Or a chance to have a meal with someone that you really love, you know? Now that's a different story.
Yeah, I'd pay a lot more than that.
Right?
Oh, God.
What about
like for Oprah?
Where you could talk with them, even if I don't get a photo of the night.
Yep, that you have the memory. Of course, I'd way rather do that.
No photo proof.
My only option was just a quick pic. I would do that.
Yeah. Like Warren Buffett every year auctions off lunch with Warren for charity. And somebody gets to have lunch with him. I mean, if you're an investor, that's like everything. You're with Okay, and we're back. You're with the freaking Oracle of Omaha. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Wow, you're real loosey-goosey these days. It's like it's your last week.
I know. He's like, what are you going to do? Fire me from the podcast?
Yeah, right?
He is pumped about Warren.
Oh, my gosh. We did find out the photo he'd take, though.
See, it's different for me. I would pay for, like, a signed album, but Pete would be cool. Harry, I would do a signed album, Ed, but I wouldn't pay for just, like, a picture.
Yeah. You know, the autograph, you want that.
Yeah.
Okay, now this one, I don't know. I'm going to say it's a bit suspect.
Uh-oh.
This guy. I love when people are like, I have no idea how it could have happened. I don't know how a live eel ended up in my belly. What?
Oh, boy.
There's a 34-year-old man who was admitted to the hospital with severe abdominal cramps after complaining of a stomach ache. Well, an x-ray confirmed and an ultrasound that he had a foreign body lurking in his abdomen.
Ew.
It caused intestinal perforation, which, not good.
No.
Mm-hmm. That can kill you. So they had to surgically remove a slimy creature. They used tongs to pull out a 12-inch long eel.
Yeah, nobody knows how that got in there.
Oh, God. Mm.
An actual eel was swimming around in his intestinal tract.
What?
When quizzed about how did an eel end up in your belly, he's like, I don't know. That's weird. They said, well, it had to have entered your anus, slid up your colon, and somehow entered your abdomen.
What?
I don't know how that's possible.
Slippery little sucker.
It must have just snuck up there.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yep. Nope. It doesn't just do that. Oh, that's not how that works. And he plays dumb like he's the victim here.
Like what? Oh, just laying there and an eel just snuck in my butt.
Here's the problem. This is why you want animals to speak. You imagine the eel side of the story?
The eel's disgusted.
Like, he covered me in KY jelly.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to tell you.
Oh. Surgery was performed safely, but I will never, ever believe the sheer number of people who put foreign items up their hiney. Yeah.
Don't put it, especially something that's alive in your butt.
Yeah.
Anything dead is fine.
I mean, that's horrid.
You just put whatever you want up there.
Well, remember the gerbil?
Yeah.
You know, someone was putting a gerbil up their hiney.
Oh, God.
That seems real scratchy.
Speaking of these conventions, you should see what they put up their butt at these butt conventions.
They have these butt conventions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't want to say the name. It's
like a will it fit, but a different version.
It's called this a con.
Yeah.
And bowling pins.
What?
People go almost shoulder deep. I'm not even joking because I've heard interviews.
Is that even possible?
I know. That's what you think. They say I could literally feel the person's heart beating. But couldn't this eel at any moment, like, electrocute the guy from inside? Yes? No?
Bite him?
Perhaps.
Maybe that was part of the thrill.
I get, but I feel like...
They had to remove necrotic tissue after it, you know, decided to chew its way out.
Oh my God. This is so sick.
Isn't that just awful?
Oh my God. I need to see a picture of this disgusting person.
They weren't showing his face, but they're showing the eel they removed. Just the stories that physicians and surgeons have about the stuff that they've had to deal with.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's got to be so disappointing. You're like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get an education. I'm going to be a doctor. My plan is to heal people. I am going to save the world. Your first case, you got to remove an eel from a dude's butt.
Basic Dr. Johnson, we have another eel butt in the emergency room.
Really? Or a bowling pin stuck up someone's hind end.
Do. You hear like so many nurses in emergency room, you know, nurses that are like, well, yeah, I'm just another day in the ER. Mm-hmm. When someone stuck something in their butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knee should be a whole butt division.
I do. Yeah. I love it.
Called proctology.
Oh, well, I meant like in the ER. Okay, we got another butt thing here. Get down there.
There should be butt doctors. What? No.
There is a butt doctor. I know that.
Yeah. It was a joke. Yeah. That she was.
That she was just being a Dez about. That's going to be my new swear word. What a Dez.
Oh, I think that's kind of a compliment.
No, it's not.
People. Hey. I can't leave the show with you two fighting. Mm-mm. Ding and dong. Have to be united for me to leave.
Give me your thing.
Connect.
Hey, touch. What did I bring you today for your birthday?
Yeah, what did she make you?
Huh? Hmm? I pulled the chicken myself off of the bones.
You pulled it from the bones.
What did she make you?
She made me chicken salad.
Your favorite.
My favorite.
The holy grail of sandwiches.
I mean, it's probably just because it's 93% mayonnaise and I love it.
All right, we've connected.
Okay, good. I can't have ding and dong fighting. I just can't.
She entered my hand butt.
I slipped in there like a little eel.
He does the A-OK and she sticks her finger in the hole.
Yeah. That's how they connect.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we're in a really good place. It could be more than one finger.
That was two. I just did two.
I know. Never mind.
So who has decided to step in and become Pidge's caretaker? That's another thing I've been worried about before I go.
I know.
Who's going to look after him?
I think I have to do it. And
you are.
And that's saying something because I'm a mess of a human being. Mm-hmm. But I witnessed it. I witnessed it staying in the same room as Pidge. And
oh, no.
It makes me nervous. I dropped you off. I dropped you off to your house. And come to find out, Ryan.
Yeah.
Pidge went to bed for the day to take a nap at noon.
Noon on Sunday.
Probably, yeah.
And I didn't check in on him, and I guess I should have. This is where I made the mistake. He woke up for the first time from that nap at noon when he had to come into work this morning.
Oh, 3 a.m. Monday.
Yeah.
That's a nice 15-hour nap.
Yeah. I could have kept sleeping.
At what point did Sammy wake you to make sure you're alive?
She did. I'm pretty sure she had to work last night. Oh. So I'm pretty sure she said goodbye to me at some point. I was so out of it. I don't know for sure if she did or not.
Hmm.
But that would have been around like 6. And then I had an alarm set for 8. Slept right through that. And then luckily my body just woke up. I would have gone back to sleep, but let me just say, my tummy was a grumbling.
Yeah.
And
that eel ate its way through.
That eel got through
everything you had.
It got through.
Yes, Pidge is the story we're talking about. It's him.
It is him. He's the problem.
Eel.
Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
We just had, 8+ inches of snow in the last 24 hours. Mm-hmm. It is a very different story than it was even a week ago in Minnesota. The point is, with Apollo, it doesn't matter what the temperature is outside. Apollo is the place when you're ready to replace your home comfort system.
Yep, and they always have great deals on new furnaces and air conditioners, and they have really great financing offers. So, you know, if you're thinking, oh, it's overwhelming, the fact that I need a new home comfort system or a new air conditioner or furnace, it isn't with Apollo. Go to callapollo.com. What I love is they'll come to your home and they will, you know, make sure. I mean, maybe you just need a little tune-up. You might be jumping to conclusions, but if it is time to replace, like Crisco said, they are the place. And they can take care of your plumbing needs as well.
Yes, maybe you have an eel in the tank. Who knows? They can help you out. They can take care of it all. They put brand new faucets in both of my bathrooms. Then they promptly ran out of there, but they said, we'll help you out really quick. If you're ready to get those things taken care of, callapollo.com. That's callapollo.com.
You've been listening to Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.